ready to press record.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July 23rd. Hi, I'm Skylar James, your host of Trail Mix, bringing you essential summer songs all season long. And I feel like I need to say we're so back. The last 2 weeks were a bit different. I had a guest host, and then I did a sort of a throwback Trail Mix episode, which I loved, by the way, doing. So I might do another one of those in the future. But Trail Mix at its core is sort of what I'm listening to right now in the summer, and I like to play a lot of new music. And so we have a lot of new music on this show. And it's been very hot out. I don't know where all of you are coming from in radio land out there, but me personally, I'm in Prince Edward County, and it has been ridiculously hot up until a couple of days ago. And I feel like, you know, summers keep getting hotter and hotter, yes, but there's a point at every summer where you're like, it's May, it's June, early July, and you're like, oh my god, I love summer. Like, I get to wear shorts, I get to wear a t-shirt, I love summer, I love it being warm. And then it gets to like late July, early August, and it gets just too hot, and then everything goes sort of still, and you have like a chill, not a chill as in you're cold, but like a chill vibe wash over you. You're hot, you're sweaty, you're grumpy, but sort of everything chills out just because everyone's exhausted because it's way too hot to be doing anything. Anyways, that's where I'm coming from with this Trail Mix episode today. This is my post heat wave, what I have been listening to in the heat wave. We've got pop. Yes, we've got our summer bangers layered in there. We've got lots of rock. And then we've got some softer sort of folk rock songs on the end of this episode. I think that, you know, the theme of today, if we had to have a theme, would be introspection. Because I feel like when it gets so hot, I get a little emo. And not in like the hard rock emo type way. I mean, yes, for me, maybe, because I'm kind of always like that, but more in like the, everyone gets a bit emotional, emotions run high, everyone's thinking. All of this to say, I don't know why I have such a big preamble for this week. Maybe it's because of the first song that I'm playing. It's off of Lord's Virgin, new album from Lord, album of the year so far. Personally, for me, I have been obsessed with it. Haven't been listening to anything else. There have been days where I've been driving for a very long time. The album's only 35 minutes. I've had the CD in my car. Yes, the clear CD works in my car. I know that it's been, you know, a bit like, oh, why would you make a clear CD if it doesn't work? Da, da, da. It works in my car. That's all. That's all I'm worried about. I've had the CD in my car, listened to it maybe 6 or 7 times a day. I just don't take it out. But there's a 3-track run on this album. Man of the Year, Favorite Daughter, and Shapeshifter. Not in that order, I don't think. I can't really remember at this moment. But those 3 songs put together, I cannot believe she did that to me. Personally, it felt like a personal attack. I know that David, the last track on the album, is going a bit viral right now. Yes, I love David. It's a fantastic song. But these 3 tracks, to me, I don't know what it is about them, but something, they're just perfect. I played Favorite Daughter a few weeks back, so now we get another song from this trio. New from Lord here, this is Shapeshifter.
Chewing gum, I know, don't have the sour taste that's in my my throat, but the voice in my head says, do you have the stones? When you get close enough, I let down my braids, and you climb up in my room. We can't do anything you want. Everyone that I've slept with, all the pairs of hands I'm reckless. If I thought about it,
that I've slept with, all the metal that I've messaged.
camera takes a picture of you from across the room and sees you.
To feel my pain, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from Haim's newest album, I Quit, one of my favorite tracks from that album there, a summer release album. I feel like by now, you know, end of July, we've actually gotten our summer release albums. I think that Lord's album was released at a perfect time, where it's been able to sit with me for a bit, and it's midsummer, you know? I feel like the actual perfect summer release album time was Charlie's Brat last year. Not enough people do late June releases, but Charlie did it, Lord did it, and I think it's perfect. You know who else did it this year? And maybe that's why I've been listening to their album more than I thought I would be. Addison Rae. Now, I hate to say I told you so. I hate to say I told you so, but I have been playing Addison Rae on the radio since I had my like electronic show a few years back. I played her song that she did with Charlie, and people asked me after. They said, "Skylar, why are you playing Addison Rae on the radio?" I said, "Have you heard the song?" They said, "Yeah, why are you playing it on the radio?" Because it's good. I don't know. I just play good music. That's all I'm here to do. And then, you know, she released Diet Pepsi, the lead single to her newest album. And people were warming up to it. They were warming up to it. Then she kept releasing singles. Aquamarine hit quite hard. And now look at her. She has this album. She has so many songs off of this album that have gone viral and been hits. We have Diet Pepsi, Aquamarine, like the two I just mentioned. And then I'm suddenly blanking on literally every single title. Fame is a Gun has gone crazy. And of course, my favorite song from the album, and honestly, maybe what I might say is song of the summer, Headphones On. So, good job, Addison Rae, on a great album. And a track that is really sticking with me right now. By Addison Rae, this is Times Like These.
I know you like when I wear this dress. Come on.
new from Elio there. That's Sugar Baby.
You could be my sugar baby.
And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from Canadian artist Elio's newest album, Astronomy. If you like that, check out the rest of the album. It's a great summer listen. Speaking of checking out things, did you know that I put every single song that I play on Trail Mix into one giant playlist for your listening pleasure? If you go to cfrc.ca, find my program on the program schedule, Trail Mix, 6 p.m. Wednesdays, if you forgot what time it was right now. If you click on that, there's a link to my Apple Music playlist there. If you don't use Apple Music, you can still look at the songs on there, even if you're not going to listen. If you, you know, have forgotten what I've played and you're like, oh, Skylar played such a great song and I forget the name of the artist or the title and I want to, you know, fact check myself so I can listen to it later, go check it out, cfrc.ca. Next, we're continuing with Canadian from an album released last summer that I absolutely loved, and then I got to see this artist at the beginning of this year, and she's absolutely fantastic live, just as great as her recorded music, if not better. Nemesis here, Stick of Gum.
I swear if I showed you a song I made, you'd say it's not your taste. If anyone else but me wrote it, it's a masterpiece. Just familiar to me. Southward by validation, that's my philosophy.
Said that for driver, this has gone too far. You've taken up enough space, now get out of my car. Cause there is only one way that this is gonna go. 90 miles an hour flying straight into the wall.
Gartland, Backseat Driver. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I was very lucky to get the chance to see Orla Gartland live earlier this year. She's been touring Europe and the UK for almost her entire career, as she's from the UK, but has yet to play a solo song in Toronto, even though she's been touring for 10 years maybe at this point. We were in a tiny little venue in Toronto, and this song live was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had at a gig. I go to a lot of concerts. Sometimes, you know, I know that I'm going for the artist only, and I don't super know what their audience is, so I don't have very high expectations. There are a lot of artists now that I've maybe seen them once or haven't seen them at all, but will not go to their concerts, even though I love their recorded music, just because I've either had a bad experience or, you know people who have had very bad experiences with their audience. Went into Orla Gartland basically blind. Her audience was one of the most fun audiences I've ever had around me at a concert. I get weird, like, concert anxiety. I don't know if anyone else gets this, but I've had some pretty bad concert experiences where now I think I'm like, I don't know. As someone who goes to see live music a lot, one bad show can really throw you off for a while. And so I've been trying to, you know, get into, especially going to shows alone and making myself more comfortable at that. But Orla Gartland's audience, fantastic. And Backseat Driver, we all sang the backing vocals where we all went, "Oh, I wouldn't trust me either." I don't know. I think about that moment so much, and I was listening to Orla Gartland a lot the past week, and Backseat Driver came on, and I said, "Oh, I gotta play this song on Trail Mix because I gotta talk about seeing it live." Anyways, moving on, we're taking it back a couple of years, and by a couple of years, I mean almost 10 years, which is weird to think about because this album does not seem that long ago to me. Vampire Weekend here. Diane Young.
You toss aside like a pile of leaves. I've gone to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters running around the bend when the government agents surround you again. If Diane Young won't change your mind, baby, 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 right on. Control, but you're playing a role. You think you can go to the 18th floor? Well, you live life the day of the champion.
a lifetime, baby, 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 right on time.
Thank you.
Born Ruffians there to be seen, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from Born Ruffians Canadian band new album Beauty's Pride. I'm really enjoying listening to it. If you like that song, check it out. I played one of their other singles earlier this year on Trail Mix, Supersonic Man, and I've been vibing to that song on my little Trail Mix playlist. Also, I really like their album cover. Keeping it going with some new Canadian music, a new single by Kingston band The Codas. This is Last Call.
At the end of the day, every promise made is really just a night of you. And when I shut my eyes, what's another white lie? I swear I'll make it up to you. To another, four beers, two cigarettes, three men, four beers, two cigarettes, three men, stealing back my time. All the fines, it's really just a meaningless pursuit. Living in slow motion, and I get the notion it's time I learned to aim before I shoot. There's one thing always leads into another, and who knew happy felt so glad.
behind Melon there, No Rain. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. Of course, from Blind Melon's self-titled album there. What an absolute summer classic that song is. I have the album page open on Apple Music for the Blind Melon album, and it's listed as adult alternative, the genre. What is adult alternative? I don't think I've ever known what that means. I think I've also looked up definitions of it before and just completely disagreed with those definitions. So I also think I refuse to know what that means. What constitutes it as adult alternative? And also, I think I've listened to more adult alternative when I was not an adult than I do now. I don't know. Does this next artist constitute as adult alternative? Let me know. Maybe he seems like it. I'll just jump right into it then. From his newest album, Natural Light, Dan Mangan here with Melody.
Melody chose me, and Melody changed her mind. I should be over it now, but I ain't over it now. That's why I'd rather be lonely than be somebody's wasted time. I should be over it now, but I ain't over it now. They always gotta go and you want them to stay, so it's better not to love them cause it's taken.
thief, all night, all day. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the second single from American band Big Thief that have dropped from their upcoming album titled Double Infinity. Incomprehensible was the title of their first single that they dropped there. And between these two songs, I am so excited for this album. I have been craving a new Big Thief album. Obviously, you know, I've been satiated by the Adrian Lenker solo album drop that came, was it last year? Yeah, last year. But, you know, I love a good Big Thief album. They just have a way with instrumentation that scratches my brain in such a specific way. And also Adrian Lenker's lyrics and the way she says them scratch my brain. And, you know, I don't know. Dragon Newer Mountain, I Believe in You, their 2021 album is one of my favorite albums of all time. I will say I loved that album cover. This album cover, I hated it. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I hated it at first. It's slightly growing on me, but I still don't like it. But hey, maybe it'll fit with the album when it all comes out. I will say the album's only 43 minutes. Dragon Newer Mountain, I Believe in You was like an hour and a half. So, but 43 minutes is better than 0 minutes. Another artist who is, you know, just great at scratching my brain and who I never considered to be a summer artist. I always thought basically every other season but summer, it's going to be Alex G. But he's released a new album titled Headlights. Now, I like this album cover. I'm just talking about album covers today. I think it's endearing. It's like a little knight holding up a sword, and it's like a little watercolor painting. I like it. Anyways, he released this album a few weeks ago. It's titled Headlights. And I always thought of Alex G as a very fall, winter, spring artist. But this album has, I don't know, reframed things for me. And the first track off of it is maybe one of my favorite songs at the moment. I love it, and especially the end. So stick around to the very end of my show until 7 p.m. to hear the end of this song. New from Alex G here. This is June Guitar.
End of my rope, I swung so freely. I felt my gravity. Felt you down there swinging along with me. Yeah, you turned from me. Felt something slipping. Some fabric ripping. Felt you down there swinging along. Something that you learn from falling down. Don't make me. End of my days, I spoke so freely. What's left was reeling. Felt faded feelings. Hey, hey, come on down, sweet with me. Hey, come on down, sweet with me. Put your dad here swinging with me. It came back to me. Yeah, you were hiding. Thank you.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat. Join us every Thursday at 1 on
CFRC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter. Banter.
Hey Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill.